This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The Single Mom Podcast, Episode 60. In today's bonus episode, I talk about how a dad's rant on Twitter brought happiness to me down to my soul. This is the Single Mom Success Podcast. Our mission is to help single moms find advice, support, ideas, and hopefully some humor along the way to help them navigate through this crazy single parenting gig and build the most amazing lives for themselves and their children. Please be sure to stop by thesinglemomblog.com for more great articles, free downloads, giveaways, and more. Now, let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to the Single Mom Podcast. I hope you are doing absolutely wonderfully this fine day, whatever day you happen to be listening to this podcast. So I actually decided I wanted to do this sort of bonus. I typically try and post, you know, every 2 weeks. I really would like to get to every week, but I'm not certain if I can commit to that yet in the current status of chaos in my life. So I'm trying to at least do every other week so that there's two podcasts a month. But I wanted to do this kind of bonus one because I just posted one the other day, but I wanted to do this one because I came across something that absolutely moved me. I loved it. I was so inspired by it, and it just got me right in the feelers, and it made me super happy. And I feel like anytime you can come across stuff like that, anytime, especially in this current climate, especially with everything going on in our country, especially with everything that's going on in our politics and just the world in general, there's so much negative, so much bad, that I think sharing positive things and inspirational things and uplifting things is important. Because if we do not have that, then we are just constantly stuck in this cycle of blech. And I don't like that. I don't know about you, but I have constantly just, and it's getting progressively worse, this feeling of just this weight of yuck on me. I've never in my lifetime felt what I'm feeling now, right? And I don't know how to describe it other than just that feeling of bleh. It's just bleh. I don't like it at all. I don't feel a sense of optimism. I don't feel a sense of positivity. I don't feel, you know, I don't feel any of that. Unfortunately, I wish that I could. I really, really, really wanted to. I really want to feel that about my life, my country, and everything in the direction where we're at. But I do feel there's just this constant state of yucky right now. And I know that that's a very technical term, but that's where I'm at. So I feel that in order to combat that, anytime I can come across something that just gives me the feels, that makes me feel good, that makes me feel positive, that gives me hope for a better future and a better outlook, and it just sort of changes the mood that I feel is consistently around me right now in this country, I want that to be celebrated. And I think it should. And I think in order to flip the script from where we are, because if you're like me and you have this feeling that just, it just feels yucky right now all the time, in order to flip that, we need to celebrate the good, the positive, the wonderful, the things that make our hearts feel good. Not I feel better about myself because I made this other person feel bad, or I won this Twitter exchange. And I'm guilty of it. I'm very, very guilty of it. I fall into that trap. I really try hard to stay out of it, but it's hard. There are many, because we all have a desire to feel or prove ourselves right, right? We don't want to admit that we're wrong. We want to prove that we are right, that our viewpoint is the correct one. That's just sort of a human nature. So, but I feel like if we can change and bring about better things and feelings and emotions, not the, hey, I won that argument, but hey, I shared something that was uplifting. It didn't do anything for me other than make me feel good. And I made myself feel good without making other people feel bad. Right? I think that's really important. I uplifted myself, hopefully uplifted others without dragging someone else down. I think that's kind of the biggest part of this. So I want to share this with you because it really just right in the heart, right in the feels. I loved every single minute of this. So I'm going to read this entire thing. It's a Twitter feed. I'm going to read this whole thing verbatim. I'll probably skip some of the hashtags that are in it. However, I want you to hear this because it just made me smile. It made my soul feel good. It made my heart feel good. And I think that that should be celebrated. So it showed up on my Twitter feed, and it's from a Twitter user at Daddy Files, DaddyFiles. And here we go. What caught my eye is this picture of this adorable boy holding a fish that I'm assuming he caught because he's super proud, and he's got this smile and he's missing his front tooth, and he's just the cutest little critter you'd ever want to see. I just adore him. So here is what the Twitter feed is. This is my son Sam. He's 5, and today he learned how shitty and harmful toxic masculinity is. My rage meter is spiking right now, so excuse me if this is a little raw, but there are some things I want to say about BS gender norms. Sam is my middle child, and he's a terror. A boy's boy, quote-unquote boy's boy, as so many, not me, would say. He's rough and tumble, he's loud, he's always dirty, loves trucks, plays sports, and knee drops me from the couch. But he also loves a lot of quote-unquote girl things. Sam has a collection of purses because he likes to carry things around, and he also loves to have his nails painted bright colors because he thinks they quote-unquote look beautiful. And he's right, they are beautiful. He proudly wore his red nail polish to kindergarten this morning because Sam has absolutely no concept of nail polish only being for girls or reason to think anyone would possibly have a problem with beautiful nails. But his classmates did have a problem. Now, mind you, this is a kindergarten. I'm going to step out of this feed. He's in kindergarten, okay? But his classmates did have a problem, a big one. Sam was ridiculed for being a boy with nail polish. They called him names and told him to take it off. This lasted the entire day. When my wife picked him up from school, he collapsed into her arms and cried uncontrollably. He was devastated at how other kids turned on him, even his friends. He asked them to stop, but that just made it worse. Only one kid stood up for him. He called me at work, his words barely decipherable through the sobs, and I told him nothing those kids say matters, that his nails are badass, and the only thing that matters is whether he likes his nails. And then my heart broke. Daddy, I want mommy to take off the nail polish so they don't make fun of me. My son is far from perfect, but he's got a huge heart and empathy for miles. He finds beauty in everything around him, and for 5 years, he's never been afraid to be different because different has never meant bad until now. I know these kids are only in kindergarten, but this toxic masculinity bullshit is learned. Learned most of the time from parents. So parents, I hope you're proud. I hope this is what you wanted. I hope you're satisfied. I hope you sleep well tonight, knowing order has been at least partially restored and gender norms solidified for one more little boy whose terrible infraction was having the audacity to like brightly painted fingernails. My wife and I spent 5 years successfully preaching tolerance, acceptance, and the importance of expression, and your kids unraveled that in one school day. He now feels the shame you desperately want to associate with being different. But I want you to know, I talked to Sam, and I told him those other kids are just jealous of his nails. I told him to wear an even brighter shade tomorrow, and I told him to ask these kids why they are so upset and see what they say. Because I bet they don't know. I bet their parents don't even know. But what I do know is Sam is a goddamn fireworks show of a human being, and I won't let that be dulled for a second by this restrictive bullshit that's been choking boys forever. I told Sam he could take off the nail polish if he wanted, but lots of guys wear it, like Thor, Chris Hemsworth, and Captain Jack Sparrow. He asked if his favorite football player, Rob Gronkowski, did. I'm not sure, but I told him yes. Sorry, Gronk. But more importantly, I told him it doesn't matter what anyone else does, because what you wear and how you look should make you look good, and to hell with everyone else. After careful consideration, he's leaving it on because he likes it and it makes him feel good. Then Sam's 10-year-old brother painted his nails in solidarity with his sibling, at which point I nearly cried. And so did I. That moved me to paint my nails. Sam picked out this color called Main Squeeze, and I think it's understated but lovely. Sam is sticking with red because it's pretty and good luck for the Patriots. Hashtag it's only weird if it doesn't work. Intolerant parents and their offspring scored a minor victory today, but they won't win the war. I know that because the Sams of the world aren't going to suffer this bullshit anymore, or of that I have no doubt. Be brave and shine bright, my beautiful polished boy. Know that mom and dad always have your back, and if the rest of the world has a problem with your nails, they can check out my nail polish. And he posted a picture of him with his painted nails flipping people off. This made me so angry and then happy, right? Like, as a mom, I have tried to ensure, like this father, that I teach my children tolerance and acceptance. You may not like it. It may not make sense to you. It may not be what you would do. But that does not give you the right to belittle or demean someone because of it. And this is sort of brings it back around to that feeling of the yuck, right? Like this type of mentality, this poor little boy in kindergarten, like, why? Why does it matter? Hell, half those kids color on the walls and color on themselves and paint all over themselves, and many of them eat their own boogers. Like, who gets to choose what is or isn't okay for a little boy or little girl? You know, is it okay for a little girl to wear jeans and t-shirts and baseball caps and tennis shoes? That's typically quote-unquote boy clothes. And go out and get dirty and play with trucks? Are the little kids making fun of that girl, saying, you're a girl, you shouldn't do that, right? It's totally unacceptable to me to teach children to demean, belittle, or make fun of someone else. Or even think, because here's the thing, I don't think the parents are telling their children, if you see a little boy dressed as a girl, you should make fun of them, make them feel bad. But the way that they talk about that child, where the other child can hear, you know, I don't understand, you know, dresses are for girls, boys shouldn't be wearing dresses. That is something that children pick up. What? Just because your little boy doesn't choose to wear dresses doesn't mean that other little boys can't wear dresses. Who cares? Why do you care? Why do you care? How is it hurting or impacting your child? At all. It's not. And if your child comes home and says, hey, I would like to paint my nails too, you know what? Why would you not support that? If they decide they like it, okay, then that's a decision that they've made. If they get them painted and they go, yeah, it's not for me, that's a decision that they have made. Why can you not support your child? Why would you create an environment that then belittles or teaches your child to belittle another child. You don't have to like it. You know, we have a young, we carpool, and I've mentioned this in a previous post that I talked when the transgender bathroom thing bill or became an issue in schools. We have a couple of kids that we carpool with, and one a couple of years ago identified as a little boy, and then over the summer chose to identify as a little girl a couple years ago. And the mom told us and, you know, said, you know, by the way, you know, my son is going by such and such now and by this name. And at first I didn't totally understand it. I thought she was saying that he was going to a different school because she said, you know, he's going by this. And I didn't hear. And she goes, no, she's identifying as a girl. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, it'll take us a little bit of time to get used to calling her by her new name and with the correct pronoun. Just give us a minute, you know, to get used to that switch. So we may slip every so often, but, you know, it takes, and now it's like second nature. It's fine. And I could almost see the mom just sort of relax for a sec, like just that sort of deep sigh, internal sigh of, oh, thank God they're not going to judge or say, well, we can't carpool with you anymore. Or you could just see sort of that relief in her that it wasn't a big deal to us. I was like, okay. You know, I did end up having to talk to my daughter's dad and her stepmom about it. And, you know, to their credit, they don't understand it. They don't necessarily approve. But, you know, I said, look, you don't have to like it. You don't have to get it. You don't have to approve of it. But you do have to be accepting of it and not cause an issue about it. And if you can't do that, then you won't ever carpool. That's just how it's going to be. You know, I refuse to allow you or how you feel. You can keep your opinions to yourself. And that's the thing. You can like, you can dislike or disapprove of someone's lifestyle choice. You don't have to necessarily, like me personally, I would never, I don't think I could ever get an abortion, but that's me. I'm not going to make that decision for you, nor would I judge you for making that decision. I personally, you know, have no intention of ever getting married, but I'm not gonna, I think I personally have my own beliefs about marriage. I don't like it. I think it's an archaic practice. I have no intention or desire to get married, and it's not something I ever see myself doing because I don't want to, right? But that I still tell people congratulations when they're getting married. People get engaged. I'm like, oh, how exciting. That's so cool. I want to see your dress. And like, I can still be excited for someone else's happiness, right? If identifying as a girl make this young boy happier and more comfortable, and oh my God, the change in this child from the time the year before when he was identifying as a boy and was struggling and unhappy and having behavior issues, and then now to identifying as a girl, so much more happy, so much more content, so just the confidence exuded by this child now, and no more behavior issues, just, you know, other than the normal kid behavior issues, right? Has been amazing, right? It's been amazing to see this child who is far happier now. I can be happy about that, right? To have your child come to you and say, you know, mom or dad, I think, you know, I might be gay or I think I might be bisexual. To then judge them for that or exclude them for that or disown them for that. I cannot understand that. My happiness is seeing your happiness, right? So for this little boy to find joy and happiness painting his nails, awesome. I wish I could find that kind of happiness and joy by just changing my nail polish. I wish it was that simple. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. Ladies, I mean, sometimes a nice pedicure can totally change your mood. right? But I wish that that was the simplicity of that, right? Why can't you let that child be happy? And so I absolutely adored this father's Twitter rant. I was so angry by what happened to his son and how just heartless it seems to make a child, to treat a child in that way and to make them feel that they're wrong for liking it, right? If my little boy, when he was wanted pink sandals, okay, have some pink sandals. If you want to wear them, wear them. There are many times my daughter, she has her own style, and she and I look at stuff and I'm like, I do not understand that. But you know what? Her clothing rules are as follows. It needs to be age appropriate. I don't care what gender it is. Age appropriate. You're not going to be 11 years old walking out of here looking like you're trying to be 18 with things showing that shouldn't be showing at 11 years old. Deal with it. It needs to be age appropriate. It needs to be the right size. It needs to fit you. And it needs to be weather appropriate. And predominantly clean. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, other than that, if your clothes don't match, if you don't want them to match, I don't care. If wearing socks that are, if things, one leg's rolled up and the other's rolled down, I don't care. If you want to wear clothes that makes you look like a boy, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. As long as those rules are met, age appropriate, weather appropriate, fits, that's, and hopefully is clean, that's my standard. Other than that, you do you. My daughter wanted to dye her hair in multiple different colors. Okay, cool, let's do it. I don't care. My boys had their hair different colors at one point. They dyed stuff blonde. My one son had blue hair. The other one had silverish teal hair or something like that. I don't care. You want to dye your hair bright pink? Dye your hair bright pink. You want to wear pink fingernail polish? Wear pink fingernail polish. I don't care. Express yourself however you see fit. As long as it is not hurting yourself or hurting others, knock yourself out. And I love how supportive this father was of his son's decision to do this. And the fact that he showed that inclusivity, I think that it's so amazing. It reminds me of the time when Pink did a speech. She received an award, and her speech moved me the same way this did, where her little girl came to her and said, "Mommy, I think I'm the ugliest little girl ever. I look like a boy." And she was like, oh, she's like, no, I went home and made a PowerPoint presentation and showed her all of the androgynous rock stars, David Bowie, Michael Jackson, you know, all of these people who were celebrated and were icons and just amazing people who were androgynous, Prince, you know, all these people who had feminine and masculine qualities, you know, that were just stellar and lived amazing, abundant, you know, eccentric at times, but still awesome lives, right? And so who's to say that this little boy can't do that, right? And so when he goes after this toxic masculinity, I love it. Like, attacking other men or boys because they choose to have this difference about them is not okay. And it needs to stop. And I fully agree with that. But this man's support of his son and unconditional love, which is how it freaking should be, I'm sorry, I'm right in the feelers, man. It just, in the heart, to the core, made me feel so good. These type of people are the people that we need to be focusing on. These are the things and the moments that we should be celebrating and focusing on and bringing to the forefront, because these are more important to note, because it is so important and critical right now for our freaking humanity. Like, I feel with all of this crap that's going on right now and the people that are in power, it's like they're slowly chipping away at what makes us human. And turning us into these just awful, vindictive, judgmental monsters that we are losing what makes us human. To see a group of people trying to escape a horrible life and come here or go somewhere else where they can potentially have a better life. I fully understand the immigration laws. I fully support, you know, being a legal citizen of this country. But I also cannot look at children being put in cages and tents and camps and separated from people who could care for them and put in God. I can't see that and go, how is that humane? How is that not chipping away at our humanity? How can we look at a caravan of people and only see bad? How can you not look at them and go have some sort of compassion? Or realize, yes, they're, you know, or just shove that part of you away. I feel like anymore people feel like they have to shove what makes them human away in order to be able to be heard. And that's just wrong too, right? It's not going to make you a liberal if you say, I feel bad for these people. And being liberal is not a bad thing either, right? But having humanity and having decency and showing courtesy, that's not a weakness. It's what brings us together. It's what makes us human. It's what makes our society better. I don't want to live in a society that looks at people as a commodity, that looks at people like they're not even people, right? I don't want little boys to go to school and be tormented because they choose to wear red nail polish. I think that that's wrong. And I think there has to be a way for there to be some sort of middle ground between the two extremes that we seem to find ourselves in right now and the various levels of extremes. I think acceptance and love and tolerance is a good thing. I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't understand, and I will never understand why it's attacked as if it is. So this little boy and his dad, I celebrate them to the freaking moon today and on. As parents, I think we should all be able to, you may not have, and as moms and dads, you may not like if your kid or your boy comes to you and says, I want to wear nail polish. It may not make sense to you. You may not understand it because it may not be what you were taught was the norm. But as a parent, to love and support your child is your mission. Even if you don't understand. If your child comes to you and says, Mom, I don't want to go to college to be an accountant. I want to be a musician. You may not like it. It may not be the future you envision for them, but it is their future, not yours. It is their body, not yours. It is their decision, not yours. You, as their parent, your job is to love and support them and make sure that they feel that from you. Because if they don't, later on in life, you're not going to have the relationship you want with your kid. They're going to push back. They're going to reject you. They're going to say, you treated me unfairly. You treated me poorly because of who I am at my core. And that is wrong. And now my relationship with you is forever changed. So I think that even if it doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't have to make sense to you, but it's what they want to do, and you love and you support them for who they are. No conditions. No conditions. And I think that this little boy and his dad, they made me so happy. So happy today, because it just gave me that positive, oh my God, there's good people and there's amazing people out there. And so I I shared it on my Twitter feed. If you have not followed me on Twitter, you can do so. My, I don't even know. It's at Single Mom Success, S-N-G-L-E, no I. I couldn't get the I in there. So it's at S-N-G-L-E Mom Success with only one S, because I could only get the one S in there. But that's where I'm at on Twitter. And I posted this whole feed and I said, thank you, at Daddy Files, for supporting and loving your beautiful son in all his wonderful uniqueness. You have made my soul happier today. Sam, that's his boy's name, Sam, you keep doing you and be happy in your amazingness. Might I suggest purple as your next color? It's my favorite. I think that we need to support what makes us unique and wonderful and beautiful. And there is no reason to make a little boy, a kindergartner, feel bad because he's just a little bit different. So that is my post today. That is my rant today. I hope that this inspired you. I hope it made you feel good. I hope that in some way it uplifted you, because like I said, right now, I feel like everybody's just sort of at this level of yuck, right? That's where we're all at. And I hate it. So I want to try and share more positive and uplifting stuff. So keep an ear out. I'm hoping to do a couple more sort of ad hoc podcasts that maybe show up in random spots because I found something amazing and uplifting and positive and just soul cleansing to share with you to help lift us out of whatever funk we may be in. So I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that it lifted your spirits today, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care, and you go do something today that makes somebody else feel good. You can make yourself feel good and do something positive that doesn't tear somebody else down. Go out there and make yourself feel better and do something to make someone else feel good. Compliment a stranger. Make them smile. Let's do something to try and uplift the spirits of just everyone around us, because we all need it, I think. So take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you found it inspirational in some way. Don't forget to visit thesinglemomblog.com for more of our podcasts, articles, downloads, and free giveaways. I hope that you have a fantastic day, and never forget that you are amazing.